commercial interruption, which was much needed and much necessary. We are returning to the air. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We have Eustace Mullins on the line from Stanton, Virginia. We have quite a few callers lined up here, but before we go to the callers and back to Eustace, I just want to remind you that RBN is still on the pledge drive, and if you have not yet made your pledge to RBN, or if you have not made a contribution, just a single one-time contribution to RBN, if you can, now is the time to do it. You can call RBN's office at 800. It's an 800 number, folks, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You know, you can also patronize Republic Trading, very important part of the RBN network. That number is 800-691-7898, 800-691-7898. In regard to Republic Trading, you know, mentioned last night on the program, in the Muslim countries, they're talking about a gold dinar, a dinar tied to gold, because of the very important value of gold. They see gold as the way of breaking away from the international banks and this Federal Reserve System that Eustace Mullins has been writing about, this Federal Reserve System that impacts upon the entire world because it's in the hands of these global bankers. So you need to call Republic Trading at 800-691-7898. This support for RBN is necessary because there would not be a network without your support, and you wouldn't be able to hear people like Eustace Mullins, who is not going to be interviewed on ABC or CBS or NBC. All right. Well, Eustace, we had to do that because, you know, this network needs the support of the people out there. You know, people just don't realize that, we talked about it earlier, and that wasn't a setup when we talked about it, the fact that everybody thought that H.L. Hunt, the Texas oil billionaire, was giving his money away to all the Patriots when nothing could be further from the truth. So
they were hoping it was the truth because they didn't have to give anything then.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, Eustace. Well, we have a caller here, Bob from D.C., and if it's who I think it is, I believe you and I both know Bob. Let's bring him up.
Hello, Mike and Eustace. How are you?
Yeah, there we go.
Hello.
Hi, Eustace. I got your letter today. Thank you.
Oh, very good.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
Well, I think I pretty well explained it, so you can expand on it as much as you want.
Yeah, and plus I took notes the last time. You know, an interesting thing, Mike, that Eustace brought out about his book, The Great Betrayal, and that is that originally, coming from the Articles of Confederation and into the Constitution, the underlying emphasis was that the federal government was to protect the states. And I think I'm right on that. Am I not right on that, Eustace?
Oh, yes. There was to be no direct contact between the individual citizens and the federal government, because the federal government was sort of the cement that held the states together. So, therefore, the principal duty of the federal government was to promote the welfare of the states and make them viable entities.
Well, you know, that's quite a remarkable contrast to what I guess what we've really been taught in the schools and what we've been taught in our culture and by the media. I mean, you know, that in itself, in some respects, is a big surprise to me, and I like to think of myself as being fairly well-read, and yet...
Well, it's very revolutionary, and I'm the only person that's ever brought it out.
Yeah, well, it is quite revolutionary because it's the irony is it stems back to the whole concept of the revolution. Well, here we go to our first break, folks. Hang on there, Bob and Eustace and everybody else. This is Michael Collins Piper. We'll be back in a minute or two. Stay tuned.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Alright folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington with our special guest, Eustace Mullins, who's down there in Stanton, Virginia at 126 Madison Place. Eustace's address is Eustace Mullins, 126 Madison Place, Stanton, Virginia. And that's spelled not like it sounds, it's spelled S-T-A-U-N-T-O-N. S-T-A-U-N-T-O-N, Virginia. And what's the zip code there, Eustace?
24401.
24401.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to make sure people want to write you. That's where they can write. Okay. All right, we have Bob from D.C. Bob, I have to tell you something. Over the break, it occurred to me, you mentioned a title of a book by Eustace that I have to confess, in retrospect, I don't think I was aware you had written this book, Eustace, The Great Betrayal.
Oh, that's my last published book, because it was a story of the Constitution and the General Welfare Clause.
You know, Eustace, I was not aware of that book at all. I mean, on the one hand, I'm embarrassed to say it, but on the other hand, I'm glad to say that I now know the book was written, and thanks to Bob for bringing that to my attention. That's very interesting.
Well, yeah, it really tells you the story of the welfare clause. It's a very big story.
Eustace, the way you explained it to me was just mind-boggling to me. I had never looked at it that way. And,
oh, yes.
And in this little tract you were so gracious to mail me, and I will get this up on that blog that I'm setting up.
All right.
You mentioned a lady's name, Bella Moskowitz, that she was one of the people that helped get FDR elected.
she was the person who got him elected, and he chose her because he had put Al Smith in as governor of New York mm-hmm. before Franklin D. Roosevelt decided to run for the office, and Roosevelt was so impressed with her abilities at vote-getting that he commissioned Bella Moskowitz to back his run for the presidency.
Now, is that in your book, The Great Betrayal?
I think it is, yeah.
Ah, boy, I got to get
it back. I don't know, it may not be that detailed, but it's in there.
Well, Mike, I want to let you know, and I've been putting together this blog, and all it is a very simple informational weblog with the books that Eustace has in stock and his address.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, do you have an address you can give out now, or
sure.
Do we have to wait? Oh, well, fantastic. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm working on it as I talk, and I have not got this book up yet because I did not have a synopsis, an abstract, and that's what Eustace had mailed to me as an abstract.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead and give us that address.
That'll be up tomorrow. It's Eustace Mullins with no spaces. It's contiguous. Eustace Mullins, that's Eustace Mullins with no spaces, .blogspot, that's blogspot.com.
Well, that's fantastic. EustaceMullins.blogspot.com.
Right. And the three books are up there now, Eustace.
Oh, good.
As you saw, I mailed you the copies of what I had.
Oh, yeah.
And I added the one, and then the Great Betrayal will be up there by tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And that's if people want further information on Eustace's books, they can go right to that spot and get his address and everything.
And these will be the books that he has in stock.
Excellent.
I'm sure I will eventually go in and get a synopsis of the other books. And I went up on the web and got what I could get, but some of it naturally was by detractors. So that'll take some time to get that together. And I will hopefully get a hold of some of these books myself. I have none of these books, and I am going to get some from Eustace soon.
Well, so, Bob, you know, thank God you thought of doing what you did, because I know Eustace has been having some problems over the last couple of years getting control of his books, and It's been pretty tough for you, Eustace, but you're still fighting.
Oh, I've only been doing this for 60 years.
And
yeah,
you know, Mike, and Eustace said anybody that goes and orders a book from him will get a signed copy, naturally.
Oh, great.
So yeah. You know, they can look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're getting used to that, too, Mike.
I've signed a few in the last couple of years. I'm always amazed when somebody wants my signature, but I guess I should be flattered. So,
well, you know, Jimmy Carter, when he put his crappy books out, he sold them, and he charged $300 if he autographed them. But he donated it all to charity, so he didn't have to pay any taxes for the next 100 years.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good deal. I wish I'd have known how to do that.
Well, you should ask Jimmy. He knows how to do it.
All right. Well, listen, Bob, I want to thank you for bringing that information to us. I knew you were working on a blog spot for Eustace, but I didn't know how far you were on it. So that's EustaceMullins.blogspot.com.
Right.
That's fantastic. All right, Bob, listen, appreciate that, and you know where to get us, so.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. Mm-hmm. That's great, Eustace. That is fantastic.
Oh, things are moving right along.
That's great. Okay. Well, now we have David joining us from Massachusetts. David, are you there?
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you? Good to talk to you, Mr. Mullins.
Hello there.
There's a book I have, Selected Prose, on Ezra Pound, edited with an introduction by William Cookson. A New Directions book come out.
Oh, yeah, they're New Directions books. So they're keeping his name in print. You know, he got James Lachlan, the heir of the Jones and Lachlan steel fortune. He came to him in Italy in 1934 and asked Ezra, well, what should I do with some of my money? And Ezra said, start a publishing house. And so he did, and that's how New Directions came into being. And that's why Ezra has a publisher today.
Well, that's very good. Good to hear that. Concerning Mr. Pound, I have looked through quite a bit of this book. I haven't read every page, but I've read a lot of it. And it's very obvious that Ezra Pound, as I interpret his writings, is anti-central bank.
Oh, very much so.
Very much against the central bank idea. He praises that bank up in northern Italy, the bank Banco dei Paschi. And that seems, from what I read, as the opposite of the central banking system. And then I think he praised former President Jackson
and
Van Buren for the sub-treasury system that they had set up in the 1830s.
Oh, yes.
And what I wanted to say is this. I have read books by Ludwig von Mises, who seems to be the patron saint of conservatism. And Ludwig von Mises seems to me to be the very opposite of Ezra Pound, because...
Well, von Mises was brought he, as a political refugee. He was brought by John D. Rockefeller to the United States, and Rockefeller gave him a job.
Well, it's good to hear you say that, because I had heard that on a radio program many years ago, and I read something that... I'm sorry I didn't keep it, but if you keep everything that you should, you'd have a mile high of papers, that, Ludwig von Mises and Hayek, who wrote that book, The Road to Serfdom.
Oh, yes.
Both of those people were strong supporters of the central bank, a gold standard. And also I want to mention that in 1935, Germany and Italy went off the gold standard.
Oh, yes.
They went off it. Their governments, their leaders are... They didn't want the country to be on the gold standard. And another thing, I don't mean to stray from our conversation, and I won't for very long, but one of the reasons that Germany and Italy and Japan, which were quite powerful governments at the time, got out of the League of Nations is they were sick and tired of Britain controlling the world supply of gold, and Britain controlled the League of Nations.
Of course, yeah. Woodrow Wilson was a stooge of theirs, and he was the proponent of the League of Nations.
There is a book out on something like this that was printed in Italy back in the 30s, in which the allegations were made, and I'm sure they're all true, that the main reason for the setup of the League of Nations was so that the powerful and wealthy citizens of Britain and France could run the world.
Absolutely. Bank of England had its goal to run the world.
Absolutely true. And I think that the big reason that Germany and Italy and Japan got out of the League of Nations is they weren't going to be in any organization in which one country did all the running and everybody else was just expected to step in line.
Well, that's how they became the Central Powers during the World War, and they were the enemy because they wouldn't join up with the rest of the bankers.
And also, too, let's see, what else about this? Getting into some gentleman here before mentioned Huey Long.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, some gentleman previous to my call. And Huey Long, I know, did back Roosevelt for the Democratic nomination in 1932. And then not too long after that, within 2 years, I think that they were no longer on speaking terms. And then finally, as you know, in 1935, a suicidal maniac assassinated Mr. Long, and his movement was never replaced by anyone of his ability.
No, not at all. And actually, Franklin D. Roosevelt was told by his advisors that he could not be reelected in 1936 if Huey Long ran against him. And so that was why Long was assassinated.
Well, maniac, that suicidal maniac who killed him, I know, was promptly shot dead by the guards of Huey Long. And,
well, they also, a lot of people believe that Huey Long was shot by his own bodyguard.
Is there any solid evidence to that?
Pardon?
Is there any solid evidence to that?
Is no solid evidence because the thing happened very quickly, and it was there in the Capitol in Louisiana. And there really is no solid evidence, but the prevailing theory in Louisiana is that he was shot by the bodyguard.
Okay. All right.
All right. We have a break coming up here. Dave, if you want to hang on for the break, feel free to do it.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper asking you to... Stay tuned for more of Eustace Mullins.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here with Eustace Mullins, and we also have a caller, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, if you don't mind me breaking in here on your time, I'd like to ask Eustace about something.
Yes.
You know, this is something about the same era of Huey Long and so forth. Maybe it actually goes back a little bit earlier, but the Lindbergh kidnapping case. Willis Cardo and I were just talking about this just yesterday, Eustace, and I told Willis that I had a vague memory that you had written a very interesting piece on the Lindbergh kidnapping case that James Warner published in, I believe it was in the Christian Defense League report. You did some work on that, did you not?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what I recall that, well, I mean, basically you take issue with the official version of history, and I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, what was the official version that I sponsored?
Well, as I recall, you said that Bruno Hauptmann was innocent, and he, of course, was that German-American, and that there may have been, as I recall, there may have been some other aspects to the story. It's been years since I read it.
There's a lot of access to that. You know, his widow, Anna Hauptmann, fought for years to try to get a post-mortem hearing of her husband that he was entirely innocent of the crime.
Yeah, and of course, you know, even today it's kind of interesting. You know, Lindbergh, of course, became notorious during the years leading up to World War II for refusing to support U.S. entry into the war, and to this day he's called a Nazi apologist and an anti-Semite and so forth. And there have been a lot of people who've suggested that maybe maybe the kidnapping of his child was the which, of course, took place some years previous to World War II, but some people suggested maybe that kidnapping was retaliation against Lindbergh for his political views. Do you have any thoughts on that, Eustace?
Oh, a lot is that. I treat this in my book to some extent. You see, his father, Congressman Charles Lindbergh Sr., was the leader of the opposition to the Federal Reserve System in 1913.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they drove him out of Congress on a rail. Every congressman who voted against the Federal Reserve System in 1913 was run out of Congress within the next 2 years.
That's interesting that particular issue of money. I guess it's interesting but not surprising. That issue of money seems to be
Money
the
comes first, you know.
That's right.
counterfeit money, most of all. This is all counterfeit money.
Well, that's right. Dave, did you have any further questions of Eustace? I broke in there on you.
Yes, I want to say this to Eustace and to the radio audience and to you, Michael. You mentioned Charles Lindbergh. People like Charles Lindbergh, Gerald Nye, Burton K. Wheeler, David I. Walsh, all these senators and representatives who were leaders in this anti-war movement before 1941 when the attack on Pearl Harbor occurred, these people who have taken over the Republican Party today and call themselves conservatives, they don't want you to know that guys like the people I mentioned and Taft even existed. They are trying to bury them like you bury something 10,000 feet deep. It just shows you the complete turnaround we've had in American politics and the kind of people who have taken over the Republican Party, especially very strong influence since the time of, Reagan in the 1980s, and a lot of people didn't realize it, and I was one of them, didn't realize it, that Goldwater was a precursor of Reagan.
Oh, yes, certainly.
You know, I got to give credit where credit is due, although I've written a lot about the neoconservatives in my, over the last several years. I can tell you that if you look back to Eustace Mullen's book, The World Order, and in a lot of his speeches at that time frame, that's going back to the mid-1980s, it was Eustace Mullins who was telling the American conservatives that the Trotskyites were taking over the Republican Party. And, you know, Eustace, I think a lot of people just found that hard to believe, but now they're seeing that what you warned about 25 years ago is exactly what's happening here in this country today in the Republican Party.
Well, I started Pat Buchanan on his expose of the neocons because I had written articles about this at that time saying that the neocons were the Trotskyites and that the Trotskyites and the Stalinists were still fighting, and the Trotskyites won over the Stalinists in the United States, and that is why Reagan made his speech about the party of evil, the communists in Russia. That, he was anti-Stalinist because he was totally surrounded by Trotskyite communists in his cabinet in Washington, D.C. when Reagan was elected president.
Yeah, and that's the funny part of it, that so many people failed to understand what was happening. They still bought into these old lines of liberal and conservative and Republican and Democrat. And
the thing had completely changed by that time. It was Trotskyites versus Stalinists.
That's right, exactly. And the rest of us patriots are supposed to be on the outside shouting inward.
Oh, yeah.
Pounding on the windows. All right, Dave, listen, I want to thank you for your call. We're going to the end of the half hour here, and we have two more callers here for you, Eustace. You want to stick around to talk to them, or do you have to run?
No, I'll take care of it.
All right, great. Well, we'll be back in about 2 minutes here, folks, and we'll take your other calls here for Eustace Mullen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you insure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Eustace Mullins, who's been very generous with his time here taking calls. I know a lot of you have been very interested to chat with Eustace, and we have at least two remaining callers here. We're going to go ahead and bring them up before we let Eustace retire for the evening. We have Roddy in Canada.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. Hello, Michael. Hello, Mr. Mullins.
Hello.
I am a great admirer of your Murder by Injection book, which I found not long ago digging into the medical cartel and the insurance cartel. And therefore, later I found many other books of yours, and you have been indirectly responsible for my awakening, so to speak, and discovery of people like Benjamin Friedman and Aaron Sagan, as well as Mike Piper and
okay.
Christopher Bolin. And in an interview Christopher Bolin did on RBN on July 28, 2006, that's also information for the listeners, he had a great interview about the use of drugs, and especially antidepressants that are so widely used in the United States now, and where I'm calling from in Canada, and their effect on the population in general. And they've also been medicating the spouses of 9/11 victims, etc. Could you comment on that widespread of these medications? And do you know Do you know why and what is behind that epidemic of them? Another question I have would be for regarding Benjamin Friedman, and would you agree with his account of the role of the Zionists in the First World War and getting the United States involved in the war? And the third question I have is to more recent history. Do you have any information about the bank's role in the fall of the Iron Curtain? And thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, the Benjamin Friedman was quite correct that our involvement in World War One was due entirely to the Balfour Declaration, which Lord Rothschild had promised the Jews a homeland in Palestine. And that is what brought America into the side of Britain in World War One. Now, while Woodrow Wilson was president, he was Brandeis, Justice Brandeis.
Yeah, Brandeis, yeah.
Who was the head of the World Zionist Organization and who was one of the principal contributors to Woodrow Wilson's re-election campaign. Bernard Brook gave a $50,000 contribution to Woodrow Wilson for re-election, which at that time was the largest political contribution which had ever been made in the United States.
That's a pretty substantial amount even today when it comes right down to it. So.
Well, it really is.
Yeah.
Not many people contribute $50,000 to a political candidate.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That put Brandeis on the Supreme Court, and it also made Washington a part of the World Zionist Movement.
Yeah, well, that Benjamin Friedman, it's kind of interesting. His original name, as I understand it, was spelled Friedman, I believe, maybe two N's or one.
Well,
but after he gave up Judaism and abandoned Zionism and became a Christian, he changed the spelling to Friedman.
Yeah.
To say that he was a freed man.
That's exactly right. He was a freed man.
Yeah, I first heard about Benjamin Friedman. From our old friend, DeWest Hooker, who died here in Washington just a couple years ago, a mutual friend of ours. You certainly knew him well going back into the 1950s.
Well, Wes Hooker and Ben Friedman used to go out to dinner together almost every night.
Yeah, well, that's where I first heard of, Benjamin Friedman. Wes used to tell me stories about him, and then, of course, I discovered that Liberty Lobby had actually sponsored, Willis Cardo and Liberty Lobby had actually sponsored the famous speech by Friedman that people often quote today. I think it was at the Willard Hotel here in Washington. Liberty Lobby circulated thousands of tapes of that years and years ago in the old cassette tapes. Benjamin Friedman must have been quite a guy. He came from a very wealthy family, did he not?
Oh, well, he did, and he also was a big supporter of Roosevelt at one time in the early 30s. And Roosevelt gave him the Woodbury Soap Company and made him a very wealthy man because, the New Deal was handing out prizes to people. And so Ben Friedman was one of his supporters, and so he gave him the Woodbury Soap Company, which made Friedman quite wealthy, and he started a newspaper called Common Sense, which I joined, and I became the chief writer for it. And I wrote whole issues of Common Sense under eight different names, because you could have one person writing the whole paper.
Right, exactly.
But those were
yeah.
the great days. I tell you, I was on the go 7 days a week in those days.
That was quite a paper, Common Sense. They used to run a lot of those Friedman speeches
Friedman totally financed it. He backed the entire paper.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, the caller, Roddy from Canada, had also asked you to comment, Eustace, on this whole, the drugging of America, but the drugging of the world and the role of these big drug companies in all of this. And that's obviously, as she said, that's what you wrote about in Murder by Injection.
Oh, yes, antidepressants are very dangerous. A lot of people have had heart attacks on them. You read about the Vioxx trials in the papers today because so many people developed heart attacks and strokes and blood clots from Vioxx. And all these antidepressants are very dangerous because they directly affect the blood circulation and cause clots.
It's, you know, it's amazing, Eustace. I don't know how many times in the last several years I've turned around and have had friends or even family members come back from the doctors, and doctors have recommended some of these poisonous, murderous substances for them.
Oh, they're murderous. I've never taken an antidepressant in my life.
Oh, it's absolutely
amazing. In fact,
amazing.
I've never been depressed. I'm too busy.
That's right. Don't let the bastards get you down.
Yeah.
All right, we have another caller here wanting to talk to you, so we'll bring him up here. It's Patrick from Atlanta.
Hello.
Patrick, you've been very patient. We were at the tail end here, but we got you in.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for taking my call, and also it's a real pleasure to get to hear Mr. Mullins. And first of all, I wanted to ask what year he was born.
Oh, 1923.
He's been around for
a while longer.
I certainly hope so. I hope
Eustace
you're around.
Doesn't look his age. He doesn't sound his age. He doesn't act his age.
Secondly, I wanted to ask if Mr. Mullins had ever written any books on the subject of Freemasonry, and if not, if possibly maybe he could recommend some.
Well, the best one is actually one of my books, The Curse of Canaan. It gives the whole history of the Freemason movement from its origins and ancient Babylon to the present day. The book is out of print right now. People are offering $1,000 a copy of it. They were so anxious to get it. But I'm going to try to get it reprinted in the next few months.
Wow, that would be great. And that
blog is where you want to keep an eye on there, Patrick, at eustacemullins.blogspot.com.
All right. And one thing, if I could, before I go, I was wanting to respond to something that I believe Bob from D.C. called earlier and brought up the Articles of Confederation and the transformation and how we got from the Articles to the Constitution. And I basically wanted to point out and clarify the fact that the Constitution, the Convention itself, was all part of a big conspiracy, of course. If you go back and you read the testimony and the transcripts of the debates and what the people like William Patterson, Brierley, Gunning Bedford Jr., Mason, and all those guys, read their testimonies, and then you'll read the Anti-Federalist Papers. You can't help but to understand, first of all, Madison lied when he sent out the invitations to get people to the Constitutional Convention. Said they were going there to discuss ways to amend the Articles of Confederation, but he intended to scrap them.
Oh, yeah, they scrapped them entirely.
Because they prevented them. The Federalists needed to get their hands on a lot of money. And the obstacle was the Articles of Confederation, which stipulated that all states retain their sovereignty and their independence and their freedom. And everything had to go through the state's legislatures.
Oh, yes.
They couldn't get any money out of the people's pockets unless they bypassed the state's legislatures to do it. And that's how they cut the state legislatures out.
Oh, yeah.
It was by coming up with the Constitution itself. They bribed six people who were against the Constitution. During the convention, they bribed them. Hell, they had to bribe George Washington to get him there. I mean, he was given the presidency. The man was sent to the Constitutional Convention. He'd never been trained in law or any judicial background whatsoever. He had no qualifications to be there. Neither did Benjamin Franklin. And you start going. Anyway, I've written a whole big manuscript. I'd like to get it published. Been
well,
working on
good.
This project for about 6 years now to explain how we lost our freedoms and became enslaved, just like Melanchthon Smith claimed, just like Patrick Henry claimed at the state's ratification conventions. They were basically saying that the Constitution was an instrument of tyranny. Even Benjamin Franklin himself stated that the constitutional or the government that was created, the federal government, would eventually have to turn to despotism in order to control we, the people. And Wilson, James Wilson, foreign-born Scotsman, he said during the ratification convention for the state of Pennsylvania, he openly proclaimed that they chose despotism as the model for the federal government. Those comments almost got him beat to death.
Well, Salome was killed because the Constitutional Convention of 1787 was a secret conspiracy. All the delegates were Masons, and it was done in secret. Their armed guards were present all during the writing of the Constitution. There was no allowing any free speech or anything like that.
You know, that's something I'm glad to hear both of you saying this, because, you know, so many patriots in the United States have this, how can I put this gently, they have a knee-jerk reaction to say that, well, the Constitution is the thing. This is our form of government. This is the best thing. This is God created. This is, you know, and you know, yet at the same time, many of those same people want to amend the Constitution for their pet amendments that they want to add, or they want to take things out of the Constitution they don't like. So maybe the big start, maybe the best start, is to go back to the very beginning and just see how we got the Constitution in the first place.
Oh, yes, that's very well worth looking into.
It would be good to go back to the Articles of Confederation if we could, but even then, if you realize that the first battles of the war, the outbreak, I call them skirmishes, they were on April the 19th, 1775, there at Bunker Hill, or not Bunker Hill, but when they Gage took his men and they went through to seize the arms on April the 18th, and they showed up and they had two skirmishes the next day on April the 19th. That was the beginning. Then they had the meeting, first meeting in the Continental Congress, and then they had another second meeting in July, or June, I believe, of 1776. That's when they put together the committees to form the Declaration of Independence. They formed another 11-man committee to write up the Articles of Confederation. Well, they didn't write up the Articles of Confederation until months later, and they didn't even vote on them. They didn't even start debating on them until about a year after that. So we were over 2.5 years into the war before we even had any written agreement whatsoever between any of the states. In other words, the Articles of Confederation were not even necessary for the object of the war. If the object of the war was independence, there was no written agreement between any of the states when they rose up and started fighting the British.
Well, you know, this is what we call revisionist history. That's why we have the Barnes Review magazine. Eustace, you were an old friend of Harry Elmer Barnes, and now we've got the Barnes Review to try to publish some of this revisionist history to, as Barnes said, bring history into accord with the facts. That's why, your name is Patrick?
That's correct.
Patrick, yeah, listen, once you get that manuscript all written up and put together, why don't you send that on up to the Barnes Review in Washington, D.C.? And
I certainly will.
Yeah, maybe we can consider getting that book out there, because we know there's a lot of good writers and a lot of good books out there that need to be written, and in the case of Eustace's books, republished. So keep that in mind, Patrick.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I got to move on here.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Eustace, we have Eric Schein on. Eric's been a host on this network here. We're going to bring Eric up. Eric, how you doing tonight? Hello? Hello? Eustace, are you there?
Yes, I'm right
You're
here.
There. We lost somebody there. Eric Schein, are you there? No, Eric, I guess we lost Eric Schein. All right, well, Eustace, we got one of your friends. Well, let's put it this way, somebody from Virginia, and I assume he's a friend if he's calling in here. Bill from Virginia.
Bill from Virginia, right. Hey, tonight, Mike, enjoying your program with your guest, Mr. Mullins.
All right.
I was fortunate enough right after Katrina to catch an interview with Mr. Mullins by Pastor Peters.
Okay, Pete Peters, right.
Yeah,
I've been on his show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was a while back, and I was really fascinated. Mr. Mullins made a comment, getting back to the Charles Lindbergh thing, that he was really never killed. The child had a deformity and was shipped off to another state.
Yeah, he has a club foot.
And yeah, he had a club foot.
Lindbergh couldn't stand the idea of a son with a club foot or an imperfection like that, and so he farmed the kid out. I know the present Charles Lindbergh is still alive and still in San Jose, and he's supposed to go on national network telling his story last month, but I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I recall. I believe there was a book written that followed through on that, and it said that the whole that the Lindbergh child was in fact still alive. That there was much more to that story, and that.
I spent a lot of time with the President Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful person.
Yeah, he's living in Texas, you say?
San Jose, California.
San Jose, California, okay.
I found it fascinating.
Well, he's getting on in years now, and his health's not too good.
And I think he made a comment that he was going public with his story or something.
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to go public several times, and I offered to help him and so forth, but every time, because of his health problems, he decided not to go through with it.
Oh. And another point that you brought up. Well,
you know what? We have a break coming up here, Bill, so you hang on there. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this 2 hours with Eustace Mullen. So stay tuned, folks. I'm going to try to get another caller in here, Jim from New York. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's hard to believe, but we've been on here for almost 2 hours, and we are going to be wrapping it up. We have Bill from Virginia on with a call from his, we have it with a question or continuing comment for his fellow Virginian, Eustace Mullins.
Yeah.
Bill, did you have another comment there?
Yeah, the other comment was on the same interview. Mr. Mullins indicated that he had worked for Joe McCarthy behind the scenes and was supplying a lot of information that he was putting out on, at that time on communism. I found that very interesting. Would he comment on that?
Oh, yes. Joe didn't really know anything about the real nature of communism, but I did a special
25-page report for him, which detailed the bank, the Wall Street, and the Jewish origins of communism. And so he delivered that speech to businessmen in Chicago, and it really wowed them. They were gave him a standing ovation for about 5 minutes. And so Bernard Brook called Joe to his apartment at the Carlisle Hotel in New York City, and he told Joe that he must never mention again the banking origins of communism, or he wouldn't get for any gift. That would be his last day. And so he never did after that.
That's kind of interesting. Our old friend Wes Tooker put together a report on the that group, the American Jewish League Against Communism, which was funded by Bernard Baruch. And they,
oh, yes, it was a fake organization.
Yeah, they were basically a Zionist organization,
oh, absolutely,
posing as anti-communist, and they moved in on Senator McCarthy as quick as they could to try to
well, they did. They put
control
Conan
him. Yeah.
They put Conan Chine on him, and they destroyed his campaign against communism. Roy Cohn's father, Marcus Cohn, was the head of the Anti-Defamation League. He was a judge in New York City, and he was head of the Anti-Defamation League. And just so he delivered Joe to the Zionists.
Yeah, do you think he was murdered, Eustace, Joe McCarthy? Do you think they finally killed him, or do you think that was the
natural
cause?
Oh, I've seen
the
death certificate, and it says homicide.
Really? That's very, very interesting. Okay.
I've spoken at his gravesite in Appleton several times, and the first time I went up there, they handed me the, Joe's death certificate, and it said homicide.
So he was among the people that had to be rubbed out because
he had to go.
He knew too much. Yeah.
Well, not only that, he'd become too powerful. He was the most powerful political figure in the United States. Eisenhower was terrified of him.
That's
interesting. Dick Nixon led the conspiracy to overthrow Joe McCarthy.
And they certainly succeeded. That's
how Nixon got to be president.
That's the price a lot of these guys have paid to achieve greater power, and that's all part of the game.
Oh, it's all part of the game. Then they got rid of Nixon the same way.
No matter how much water you carry for these people, they still go after you.
Oh, absolutely. When it's your time to go, you go.
Well, you know what, Eustace? Speaking of time to go, we are running out of time here. I want to thank all the callers that have called in here tonight, and you have been very, very patient and sat through a lot of calls and a lot of different issues, and I appreciate that, Eustace. And I know
you had some
the
wonderful,
listeners.
Wonderful callers tonight. That's always a good experience to get good callers in like that.
Yeah, well, we'll do it again real soon, Eustace. I appreciate it, and I thank you again. It's been a lot of fun. So,
very good.
All right, you take care of yourself, Eustace. Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? That's Eustace Mullins, and I'm Mike Piper, and I'm wrapping it up here for the evening, but I will see you here tomorrow night. Hope you'll stay tuned for the rest of the evening here on this important network, because you can handle the truth. We'll be back here tomorrow night, regular time. Stay tuned for more, folks. Have a good evening.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.